So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Haya Nosesh De Nosha Memes. If a man married two wives, and he subsequently died, Harishayna Kedemis Lishniya, the first wife's ksuba claim, precedes the second wife's ksuba claim, the Yosha Harishayna Kedemis Lishniya, and if they both died after him, the claim of the first wife's inheritance precedes the claim of the second wife's inheritance. The Mishnah continues, Nasa Es Harishayna Bemesa, Nasa Shniya Bemes Hu. If a man married his first wife, and she subsequently died, he then married a second wife, and he subsequently died. The ksuba claim of the second wife, or her inheritors, precedes the ksuba's benedichin claim of the first wife's inheritors, as Rashi explains, because the ksuba claim of shniya is a chayv, a debt, while the ksuba's benedichin claim of yersha rishayna is a yerusha, an inheritance. Lafikach peren es achayv tchila v'shar yerusha. And therefore, they must initially pay off the chayv, and then the remaining assets are divided among the inheritors. This scenario is referred to as achas b'chayv v'achas b'moise. One wife died while he was still alive, and the second wife died after he died. The Gemara cites a machlekes where the ksubas b'nendichon applies in this case. Some say that the yosha rishayna do not collect ksubas b'nendichon because the chacham only initiated ksubas b'nendichon. Where both sets of Yerushin collect their mother's ksuba, b'taris ksubas ben indichrin. However, the Chacham did not initiate ksubas ben indichrin, where the Yerusha Rishayna collect b'taris ksubas ben indichrin, which is a Yerusha, while the Yerusha Shni collect b'taris ksubas imam, which is a chayv, because chayshina and dilma also lansuye. There's concern for a dispute. The Yerusha Shni will be resentful that the Yerusha Rishayna receive a larger inheritance through ksubas ben indichrin. However, when both collect b'taris ksubas ben indichrin, there is no resentment, even if one is more than the other, because they understand that they each get what their mother brought into the marriage. Others say that the yosha rishayna do collect ksubas ben indichrin, because leichashina demas lantzuye, we're not concerned for a dispute, because they understand we get our mother's ksuba and they get their mother's ksubas ben indichrin. The Gemara continues. The Chacham only initiated ksubas ben indichrin when there is a meiser dinner, when the estate exceeds the ksuba amounts with the minimum of one dinner, in which the remaining Yerusha is divided equally among all Yershin, because lo me'akra nachla de'iraisa, the Takana does not uproot the Torah requirement of Yerusha that all sons inherit the father's estate equally. However, the Chacham did not initiate ksubas ben indichrin when there is no meiser dinner, the estate does not exceed the ksuba amounts by one dinner, because mi'akra nachla deraisa, the takana uproots the Torah requirement of equal Yerusha. The Gemara also cites a machlekes regarding the case of achas b'chayv v'achas b'moisei, whether in this case the chacham initiated ksubas ben indichrin even when there is no moisei dinner. Some say tiknu ksubas ben indichrin because the Yerushim are equally obligated to pay off chayves avim, their father's debts from the state, and ksuba nasas moisei l'chaverta, the payment of the ksubas shniya. A chayiv is considered the moisa dinner because he Yerushasan, they initially inherited equally the money with which they paid off ksubas shniya. Others say, loy tikna ksubas ben indichrin, because we do not say ksuba nasas moisa l'chaverta, because eini Yerushasan, they did not actually inherit this money because it was used to pay off the ksubas shniya. The Gemara cites a braisa. Meisu achas b'chayv achas b'moisei benanas oimer yecholim b'nei harishayna loimer l'b'nei hashniya b'nei balas chayv atem tlu ksubas imchem b'tzu. Benanas says that the b'nei harishayna, the first wife's inheritors, receive ksubas ben indichrin, in which the b'nei harishayna tell the b'nei shniya to collect their mother's ksuba as a chayv, debt, while they will collect the rest as ksubas ben indichrin. P'kiva oimer kfar kavtze nachlo melifnei b'nei harishayna v'nafla fnei b'nei hashniya. Kiva disagrees and says that B'nai Rishayna do not receive ksubas ben indichrin. The Gemara offers several explanations of the machlekes. Benana says, Yesh ksuba l'B'nai Rishayna, because achas b'chayv v'achas b'moisei yesh l'in ksubas ben indichrin. While Rabbi Kiva holds in ksuba l'B'nai Rishayna, because achas b'chayv v'achas b'moisei in l'in ksubas ben indichrin. Rabbanan de Bei Rav explained that they both agree that achas b'chayv v'achas b'moisei yesh l'in ksubas ben indichrin. However, in this case where there is no moisa dinner, Benanas holds yesh ksuba l'bnei rishayna, because ksuba v'chayv nasas moiser. Both a ksuba payment to the b'nei hashniya, as well as a loan payment to a b'al chayv, are considered moisa dinner. While Rabbi Kiva holds in ksuba l'bnei rishayna, because in ksuba v'chayiv nasas meiser, ksuba and loan debt payments are not considered meiser dinner. Rava explains that they both agree that chayiv nasas meiser, as Rashi explains, because kulam payrim, both sets of yerushim pay off the loan equally. Therefore, it was initially nachla deraisa. However, they disagree if ksuba nasas meiser. Benanis holds yesh ksuba lebnei rishayna v'ksuba nasas meiser, because kishar chayiv dami. It's similar to a loan payment in which kulam payrim. Both sets of yerushim are paying off the father's ksuba debt. While Rabbi Akiva holds in ksuba lebnei rishayna v'in ksuba nasas meiser, because lav kachayiv dami. Ksuba is not similar to a chayiv because the yerusha shniyah are not payrim, paying, rather they are makablim, receiving the ksuba shniyah. Therefore, it does not look like they initially inherited this money. This discussion continues in the next daf.